The Office of Personnel Management has its first prototype for a part of its new employee digital record system, and it's performing better than expected. OPM is using blockchain technology to streamline the employee transfer process. David Vargas, director of the HR line of business for OPM, says the goal was to reduce a process that can take 2 months or more to 30 minutes. But the system actually accomplishes the goal in just a couple of minutes. Joining me in studio with more, Federal News Radio's David Thornton. David, tell us more about this prototype.
So I've heard the current federal HR system compared to a Frankenstein monster. It's made up of a lot of disparate pieces.
That's being kind.
Yeah, exactly. It's made up of a lot of disparate pieces and parts pulled together to create a working model. So OPM wants to change this dynamic. They want to create an employee digital record that can follow feds from agency to agency and even into the private sector and back again. It's similar to the recent financial management efforts, where they're getting away from the piecemeal approach and instead letting agencies buy the service. So David Vargas, director of the HR line of business for OPM, helped launch this initiative in November. He announced the blockchain prototype at last week's IBM ThinkGov conference. He said it was created over a period of about 2 months using agile processes. Here's what he said about the prototype.
So we have a prototype. We've actually prototyped the blockchain for an employee transfer. And we can actually do this. My goal was 30 minutes. We can actually do this in minutes, like a couple minutes, to do that transfer between two agencies. Imagine the power of that just in terms of the amount of effort that it takes, all the forms. There are 28 different forms to do an onboarding transaction in the federal government. When you transfer from one agent to another, you basically are terminating one and onboarded on the other. Imagine the business value that it brings to government if we are able to figure this out.
That was OPM's David Vargas talking about their new blockchain prototype.
All right, so in this electronic deal they're talking about, I guess the new technology for them is blockchain, because otherwise you just put everybody into a database.
Right.
And so what they're driving at is some irrefutable record that the employee would have a record of and the government would have a record of. That's one of the natures of blockchain. You and I both have authoritative versions of the same piece of information that we can't change on the other side.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things that Vargas said he was most excited about with this is the auditability and the immutability of the data.
So this prototype is important.
Yeah, so it's the first step in reimagining the federal human capital system. It proves the concept is possible, even though it won't necessarily be easy. Like I said, the current one is composed of a lot of disparate pieces and parts pulled together into one working model. Here's OPM's David Vargas talking a little bit more about the complexity of the current system.
In the federal government, to do human capital, we have, I think it's in excess of 800 different types of applications throughout the federal government. Any guess, and this is a trick question, any guess how many forms we have in the federal government to do human capital? There's approximately 762 that we've counted so far, and we know we have a few missing. As we've done our data standards at OPM, we're looking at about, I'm guessing about 1,900 to 2,000 separate data standards for human capital.
That was OPM's David Vargas talking about the complexity of the current federal HR system.
Yeah, it sounds like something designed by Rube Goldberg over centuries. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's David Thornton. And this blockchain, of course, as everybody's talking about blockchain, it's the biggest thing since cloud computing. Any other movement in that direction toward modernizing using blockchain?
Yeah, so this is something else that was talked about at the conference. There's a lot of agencies turning to the Technology Modernization Fund to pursue projects involving AI, blockchain, and other emerging technologies. And the General Services Administration is looking to help. During the same conference, they announced a partnership with the Technology Modernization Fund for emerging technologies. Here's Justin Herman, the lead for emerging citizen technology at GSA, talking about that partnership.
This summer, we're partnering them to work with agencies and companies to help them craft their proposals in things like blockchain and robotics and AI in order to tap into that fund and, again, deliver to right now on these things that we sometimes think and talk about are 3 to 5 years from now.
That was GSA's Justin Herman. He also said one of the biggest obstacles his office sees is that people don't realize how prevalent blockchain really is. They don't see an agency policy on it. They don't see it on the website. So they think it's too early to start creating any structure around it. But Herman said blockchain is his most requested resource right now. There's almost 1,000 people participating in GSA's blockchain program. He said that agencies have been investing, testing, and building proof of concept in technologies like blockchain for years. The Emerging Citizen Technology Office set up a website, emerging.digital.gov, to showcase some of these efforts. This is not the appearance of a brand new technology. He said that this is that technology going mainstream.
Well, of course, that's correct. We know that blockchain has been famously as part of the cryptocurrency infrastructure for a long time.
Right.
But it's also been part of other financial systems by legitimate mainstream regular financial institutions for some years now.
That's right, yeah.
I think that's not as well known. And so, yeah, but government is discovering it now. And I think part of the help that blockchain is getting is the fact that several of the major vendors like IBM that held this conference have got blockchain technology as part of their offerings and are really helping agencies adopt it.
Right, yeah.
All right, so agencies thinking about actually doing this, maybe looking at the management fund or having their own money, what do they need to think about? Did you find out when they're looking at this type of thing?
So Herman said it's important to remember that not all technologies work for every agency. He said 90% of the use cases that GSA has seen aren't going to work. But even exploring the possibility can be valuable, because in the process, agencies can learn to reconfigure their systems in new ways that they never realized. So while they might not find a solution to their problems with blockchain, they could still find a different solution in the process.
Well, there have been some pilots, so this is another one from OPM that you would classify in the pilot stage, proof of concept, but not really a full-blown application.
Right. This is the first step towards reimagining their federal human capital system.
All right. Well, I guess every case history we get is another step towards someone building an actual system of record. And I think that's probably what's keeping some agencies back because of the difficulty of replacing, say, one system with a new one and getting authority to operate, getting the cybersecurity clearances, getting what you need to make it a system of record that is protected by all of the laws and regulations and reporting they have to do. That's even harder than the technology itself, I think, in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's right.
Federal News Radio's David Thornton. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out his story at federalnewsradio.com.